Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is the top news of the week and what it means to you. That's the especially important thing, what it means to you. Alcohol-related liver failure deaths are rising among young U.S. adults, and fatty liver-related liver failing deaths are rising among the old. What can you do about either of them? Well, there are two easy things to do. We'll get to that. Well, having sex makes you feel better the next day, according to science. Cauliflower, kale, and carrots may lower your breast cancer risk substantially. How much? We'll tell you, and how much cauliflower, kale, or carrots, too. Does a woman's childbearing history affect her Alzheimer's risk? Yes, but it's in a funny, peculiar way, which means it may really not. New drug shows promise in early studies to treat Alzheimer's, and there may finally do something you can do to lower your risk of dementia in general. Well, actually, there are a lot of things, but a new thing this week. The 10 best and worst oils for your health and turning vacant lots into green space improves your mental health. What you should do for your city or state and what you can do. And a new study links rising temperatures to an increased risk of cancer. Let's get to the stories now. Yes, there is an added cancer risk for diabetics, especially women. It's about a 30% increased risk for women, 20% for men. So it's consistent among both, meaning it's more likely. What does that mean for you? It means you need to keep your blood sugar under control. That's right. Sugar causes cancer cells to really enjoy life and multiply. That's what you've got to do. Alcohol-related liver failure deaths are rising among the U.S. and young. The millennials are doing too much drinking, and us old people are gaining too much weight. What's the answer? Get thin and no more than two drinks any night of the week. That is, seven a week is not seven on Friday night. One a night is the ideal for longevity. Does a woman's childbearing history affect her Alzheimer's risk? Yes, this is really weird that it's quite surprising. If you look at it, if you have five or more children, you're 70% more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. Yet, if you have four or less, but have some, you have a reduction in Alzheimer's risk of about 50% compared to none. So good to have some children, not too many. Are they driving you crazy? We don't know the mechanism, but this weird thing of a break at five may mean that there's something else going on in hormones that we have, that is the increased estrogen during pregnancy and other hormones that occur. It may not just be that the kids are driving you crazy. What it means, well, we need to have more women with more children, but I guess stop at four for now would be this message. I don't know how much I'd pay faith in this. So hopefully we need more kids in America. So hopefully you'll procreate more. New drug shows promise to treat Alzheimer's. This is a drug from Eli Lilly and AstraZeneca terminated it, but a new one from Merck and Pfizer seem to be working. We don't know whether they will work or not, so we just have to wait and hope and pray because we don't have any effective treatments. We have a lot of prevention strategies. One of those is lowering your blood pressure. That's what the new study showed, that people who kept their blood pressure under 120 and under 80 had a 20% reduction in Alzheimer's or dementia risk compared to 130 over 85. So talk to your doc about getting your blood pressure under really tight control, just like your blood sugar. DEET is the most effective bug spray. Is it safe? Yeah, as long as you don't inhale it or get it in your eyes, put it on your hands, put it on your clothing. Wash it off after, but make sure you check for ticks after you've gone out. It's a very effective. If you're using it in kids, put it on your hands and spread it on them. Don't let them risk inhaling it or putting it around their eyes. The next story is best and worst oils for your health. You know them. The Otto Omegas are best. Avocado and canola oil combined, or avocado and extra virgin olive oil combined. Those are great choices, as is walnut oil, and even peanut oil is pretty darn good. Cauliflower, kale, and carrots. That's the data. They lower breast cancer risk. This is a study of 182,000 women. That's in the study looking at the nurses' health study. And what they find in this large group of women, that breast cancer, for those who had 2.5 servings of fruits or vegetables a day, compared to having five, the five had 11% lower risk of breast cancer. If they exercised, even lower. The next study is one that is a little weird, but it correlates the rising temperatures in the world with increased suicide rates. We'll find a new study this in 2 weeks, I think, that I saw that it was coming out. 2 weeks from now, we'll have a study on another thing about suicide and what you can do to prevent it. But I know I'm irritable in warm, really warm weather, and it looks like that. My best study of the week, it looks like other people are too. Best study of the week, most important study of the week, I think, is the one about turning vacant lots into green spaces. In Philadelphia, they took about 110 lots and 300 people they studied. And in a third of the lots, 36 of them, they cleaned and greened. That is, they made them gardens. In 36, they cleaned them. And in 37, they left them as they were, these vacant lots. What happened? The people who frequented the cleaned and greened lots had a 41% reduction in depression symptoms. So what's the message? Clean and green every lot. Go out in the open, enjoy the green spaces, whether it's exercise or just living out in them. But remember, they can be polluted, so watch your air pollution. And that's the last story. Our national parks are breathtaking but polluted. We have too much, if you will, of the particulate matter. And that's really important to avoid. So don't go out on high ozone days. Don't go out on high air quality, high air risk days. But do go out and do green as many things. Last story, why sex makes you feel better the next day. It's actually a matter of respect. It turns out that people, this was college students, and they took 152 college students, kept a record of their sexual behaviors, emotions, and feelings every day for 3 weeks. People's well-being were measured by their positive feelings, mood, and how meaningful they felt that their life was each day. It turns out they felt their life was more meaningful, that they were given respect, that they felt a meaningful part of life the days after they had sex. That is, sex was a feeling of close connectedness, but it is, in fact, for those who there's something profound about someone else giving you access to their body and accepting access to yours, and that is that you feel respected and you feel, if you will, that you have some value and worth to society. So, key stories, yes, stop drinking after 2 drinks maximum for men, 1 drink maximum for women every day. Having sex makes you feel better because you feel respected. There's something very profound about someone giving you their body and you giving them yours. That is, there is a feeling of mutual respect. Cauliflower, kale, carrots lower breast cancer risk. If you will, the turn vacant lots into green areas, and you'll be doing a great job for everyone. And talk to your doc about getting your blood pressure under 125 and under 85, 120 over 80, even lower than that, decrease the risk of dementia in this large study. That's the top news of the week. This has been podcast number 8903 of You, the Owner's Manual, and especially what it means to you. Thanks for downloading us. Please do rate us. Tell your friends about us. And remember, you have the power to live at the top of your curve till very near the end. And you get more years that are healthy if you do so. Thanks again for listening. Thank you, Ben, for great engineering. But especially thank you, the listener, for downloading us and listening.